You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
I want to share a message with you today, moving from serving tables to miracles. Amen. Are you ready for that? From serving tables to miracles. If I can recap quickly, on the 31st, we shared that God wants to fill the whole earth with His glory. Amen. We shared about Jacob that had a dream and he saw heaven open and he realized that God's presence was in that place and he says, this is the house of God. Very interesting. After that, he anointed that area, Genesis 28:17, and he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. Family, when we pour oil or we anoint something, the anointing is for a purpose. It's to set aside, set apart for a specific reason. Amen? Saul and David that was anointed, they were anointed king. Saul was anointed from a clay jar, indicating man's choice, but David was anointed from a ram's horn, showing God's authority. Both were anointed. But if we read in 1 Samuel 16, verse 13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. The anointing oil is an outward sign that you are chosen by God, separated unto the Lord. But the most important thing is that God's presence will remain with you. That it's not just an outward sign, but a working of the Holy Spirit on the inside. Amen. Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your tremendous grace. Thank you, Lord, even on this day, as we submit, commit, and dedicate it unto you. Let your blood speak and let your mercy speak for your people in Jesus' mighty name. Let them hear your voice upon my voice, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, let a new anointing, a fresh anointing, rest upon your people to take them from where they are to where you want them to be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? When you're anointed, nothing in your life will remain the same because the working of God's presence is far beyond our own ability. That's why we have to be anointed. We have to do everything in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Amen? What seems ordinary to you will have an extraordinary effect in the Spirit. David was anointed with oil, outward sign. But the Bible says from that very moment, the Holy Spirit remained with him. And you see things start changing in David's life. Being an anointed shepherd, now suddenly he's killing a lion, he's killing a bear. Turn to the person next to you, say, the anointing will help you. I don't have to ask you, nobody would just go and take on a lion or a bear. But when God's presence is with you, it becomes your shield, it becomes your protection, it becomes your exceedingly great reward. We see in the Bible, ordinary people, Stephen, Philip, they were chosen to take care of tables. But because they were filled with the Holy Spirit, things suddenly started changing in their lives. You know you need the Holy Spirit to serve tables. Can I have one loud amen? We think the anointing is just for the big things. No, you need the anointing for the small things as well. A mother needs as much the Holy Spirit, His presence, His wisdom, His knowledge to take care of children at home as the CEO of a company needs the Holy Spirit in his business. Acts 6 verse 1. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. They were saying, listen, we know we're anointed. We know we're the apostles. We can serve tables. We've seen Jesus do it, but it's better if we don't do it. Let's appoint some people to serve the tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. What was the requirement to serve tables? A good reputation, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and to have the spirit of wisdom. Turn to the person next to you, say, you need the Holy Spirit to serve tables. I want you to see here that Philip and Stephen were appointed to serve tables. That was their assignment from heaven. Serve tables. But they were filled with the Holy Spirit when they did it. Acts 6, verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. When you see somebody that's full of faith, it's another way to also say that person is full of the Word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. So the qualification, full of the Word, full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit. Then you're ready to serve tables. Amen, 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 amen. It is so. Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Can you see? These are filled with the Holy Spirit, full of faith. They're busy serving tables, and through that working of the Holy Spirit, the church is being multiplied. People are getting saved. Have you seen somebody serve and they're filled with the Holy Spirit? I was thinking when I was this, one of my elders, he's not here this morning, he had a lady that worked for them. She used to make the coffee. But they would never make any big decisions without asking her to pray. Why? Because she was the tea lady that was filled with the Holy Spirit. She could see visions. She could see what is from God. I hope I'm talking to some hearts here this morning. Jesus told his disciples in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he says, wait in Jerusalem until you've received power, then only go out and preach in Jerusalem, Samaria, and the furthest part of the world. Now think about this. They had been with Jesus for 3 years. Got their qualification. They've got the knowledge. They know how to do it. They've had in-person training. They've seen Jesus lay hands on people, cast out demons. He has sent them out. They've come back with good reports. They had a lot of zeal, excitement. I mean, you know, Peter gets so excited, he'll chop off somebody's ear, and the next minute he's walking on water. But what does the Lord say? He doesn't say, it's fine, you've seen it, you've educated, you've been trained. He says, you won't be able to do this job until you've received power from on high. Those same disciples, before they were filled with the Holy Spirit, when they went to Samaria and they didn't get their desired result, what did they say to Jesus? Do you want us to call down fire and just sort them out? Jesus said, you're not ready yet. There'll be a time when you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit that produces the fruit of love. Then I can send you to Samaria. Am I talking to some people here this morning? Christian service cannot be done if it's not in the power of the Holy Spirit. Turn to the person next to you, say, you need the Holy Spirit to serve tables. You know what this means? Every member of the body of Christ can be used. Every member of the body of Christ can be used. But we need the Holy Spirit when it comes to serving tables. We need the Holy Spirit when we work with children. We need the Holy Spirit in the coffee shop. We need the Holy Spirit in the media department. We need the Holy Spirit when we are preaching. We need the Holy Spirit when we're an usher. We need the Holy Spirit when we've got a connect group leader. Because all serving, all Christian service should be done in the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it's sacred. And we call to be a holy church. Anybody can sing a song. But what's God looking for? He's looking for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. And if it's not spirit, it's not truth, then it's nothing. Can you see? You need the Holy Spirit to worship God. You need the Holy Spirit to love God. You need the Holy Spirit to greet people. You need the Holy Spirit to clean tables. But the Bible says this, Stephen and Philip in Acts 6 verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. So what happened? He wasn't just serving tables now. He's hearing, this guy's got a headache. This guy's got a stomach ache. This person is manifesting. And he starts praying for them, and God delivers them. God heals them. And the Bible says he did great wonders and signs among the people. Turn to the person next to you, say, small things, big things. Turn to the person on the other side, say, small things, big things. If you're responsible with the anointing, cleaning tables, washing dishes, sweeping the floors, packing the chairs, and you're faithful with that, then God says, you know what, I'll use the same anointing to do great wonders now. Family, the same anointing that killed the lion, killed the bear, the same anointing helped David to deliver the cheese and the bread. What does that mean? He was a delivery man for toasted cheese sandwiches, in today's terms. Or for the young people, maybe a pizza. But when you're anointed of God and you're faithful in delivering the pizza, you can become an anointed giant slayer. But if you're not faithful as an anointed table cleaner, why would God trust you to be an anointed giant slayer? Some of you have got big callings. God has called me to do big things. He's anointed me to preach in stadiums and reach the millions. But you cannot even clean a table for 5 people. Why will God trust you to preach to 500,000 or 5,000 people if you're not faithful with the 5? You think the anointing is just for big things. The anointing is for the small things as well. Sometimes you need the anointing when you sit with your child one-on-one more than what you need the anointing when you sit with the crowds. Am I talking to some mommies here? Some daddies here? I mean, the questions that they ask you today, you can understand why somebody that's cleaning a table needs the spirit of wisdom. Can I see your hand, or your mommies are just going to double blink at me? Stephen is anointed, starts preaching, and God does unusual things. That they say, who is this table cleaner that's healing people? What is this? And they bring him before the Sanhedrin to accuse him. Let's fast forward a little bit. It gets so out of control that Philip has to go to Samaria, and there he starts preaching. Acts 8 verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them, and the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Faithful cleaning tables leads to miracles. Amen. Some of you that's been serving, that's been faithful, I'm going to say, wait for your miracle. For unclean spirits, other people got delivered. Crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was a great joy in that city. These two moved from serving tables to great miracles. I heard you get anointed. Not for the miracles, just to help first usher, serve some tables, clean your house. Small things, big things. Let me just remind you, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, there will be an ever-increasing presence of God's holiness in your life. That means when you're anointed and you say, Holy Spirit, stay, everything which is not of God, the Holy Spirit will say to you, this is not of God. Start working it out of your life. Are you ready to let go of all those things that's been keeping you back? Hebrews talks about the weights, the sins that so easily ensnare us, to lay it aside. When you're anointed by God, the Holy Spirit will start to show you, this is not right. Am I talking to the right people here? The Holy Spirit will start telling you, you know, you're raising your hands here and say, Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Holy Spirit, I love you. But you still have hatred in your heart towards that brother you offended. Go make right. Am I talking to the right people here? The anointing will always do far beyond what you can do yourself. Ephesians 3:20, it's an outside. God, who is able to do far more abundantly, exceedingly above whatever you could imagine, dream, or ask him. How? Through the power working on the inside of you. Old Testament, Deuteronomy 8:18. It is God who gives you the ability, the power to be successful. Why? To establish his covenant with you. God wants his presence to rest upon you. But the anointing is not there for you to do what you want to do. The anointing is there for a purpose so that God's name can be glorified. They remained faithful in serving tables, but God started using them beyond tables. Are you ready to go beyond tables? What if God requires of us to stay an extra hour to pray for people, extra 2 hours to stay for people? Are you ready to help with the chairs? Are you ready to help with the serving? Oh, no, Pastor, just pray for me. I just want the anointing. Forget about the other people. What if God says, I want to do that, and he wants to anoint some of you today to help as ushers, to help in the children's church, to help in the coffee shop? Who can I anoint today to wash dishes? Let me see your hand. Who know you can feel that calling upon you? God bless you. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Because we do everything as unto the Lord. Amen. Whether I'm washing a toilet, when we were in the school hall, I washed the toilets. I even washed the floor. You know how many Sunday mornings when I started preaching, my back was sore and I was rebuking the devil. What is this Sunday back devil getting me, Lord? And the Lord says, no Sunday back devil. You were just washing the floors yesterday, man. Get fit and get into shape that you can wash it without your back getting in pain. Am I talking to the right people here? Sometimes when you're a pastor, you're washing the floors. You're washing the toilets. Whether you're washing the floors or washing the toilets or whether you are preaching, you're doing it as unto the Lord. There's no, I'm just called to talk to people and preach to people. Toilets will disturb my anointing. What kind of anointing do you have if a toilet can disturb it? Wait until you've got children. Babies. You need to be anointed by God to have children today. You know what's the most amazing thing? This Stephen is full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit, preaching, living for God, that when people look at him, he looks like an angel. Where are those anointed ones? There are many people that are convinced, but they're not converted. And even as a Christian, when you get saved, that's the Holy Spirit working on the inside of you to be born again. But you still need the infilling of the Holy Spirit for successful living. You're not just here to get separated from sin. There's two laws against us. Go read Romans, the law of sin and death. Sin gets dealt with through Christ's death on the cross. He died for our sins. And when you believe that, you confess it with your mouth and you believe it with your heart, Romans 10 verse 9 and 10, you receive salvation. Confession is made unto salvation with our mouths. In our hearts we believe unto righteousness. But then there's still the law of death, and that's dealt through resurrection power on the inside of you. And that's what we have to walk in. Amen? Rivers of living water that starts to flow out from the inside of us. These men understood they were anointed for a purpose. They were imitators of God. If you say, Lord, anoint me, you are saying, let me be more like you, Lord. The anointing is not cheap, family. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit that's here today is free, but it cost Jesus Christ his life. His disciples that were with him for 3 years, that knew everything, understood everything, had the zeal, had the knowledge, had the one-on-one training. He said, wait until you've received power. When you've received the power, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, now you can go. Everything they did was unto the Lord. We're going to anoint you today. The anointing is free, but it's not cheap. Turn to the person next to you and say, it's free, but it's not cheap. It cost Jesus Christ his life. And you see these two, they start to imitate Jesus. They imitate God. Can we talk like God? Can we greet like God? Can we help and serve like God? Ephesians 5 verse 1 says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. You know what it means to walk in love? It means walk in the Spirit. For the fruit of the Spirit is love. And from that love, we see joy, kindness, gentleness, long-suffering, all those things from there, self-control. That's the Holy Spirit when you walk in love. As Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Guess what? When you imitate God in the power of the Holy Spirit, it becomes a sweet-smelling aroma. A matter of fact, when they anointed King Saul, when they anointed King David, that anointing oil, you could smell it on them for 2 weeks. We had some of that oil in the church a few weeks ago. And you could smell it when we anointed everybody with that oil. The whole auditorium started smelling like that fragrance. Turn to the person next to you. Say, people can smell Jesus on you. Now turn to somebody else and say, they can also smell the stinking attitude of the devil. You know what's the problem in the church right now? We have buckets full of sewage that we carry during the week. Then on Sunday, we want to throw it out and come with our bucket and say, put clean water in. But even if you put clean water in a sewage bucket, the water might look clean, but how's it going to taste? Like sewage. So it's clean water Monday to Saturday. And then you come with your clean water, Lord. Am I talking to the right people here? So let me just tell you, from the cleaner to the director, you need the Holy Spirit. Whether you're diving deep in the ocean or you're a pilot up in the sky, you need the Holy Spirit. Whether you're uneducated or the smartest person in this world, you need the Holy Spirit. Whether you're a mommy looking after children or you're on your own, you need the Holy Spirit. Faith sees the invisible. Faith believes the impossible and faith receives the incredible. When you're anointed by God, separated unto the Lord, you'll start to see things that you didn't see before. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. As a matter of fact, the verse just before that says, when the veil is taken away, there the Lord is. There is liberty. Then as we look into this word, we are being changed from glory to glory. Let's do Corinthians 3, verse 16 to 18. You can go read it and see it. This is what it's all about. So when you say, Holy Spirit, fall afresh upon me, touch my heart, change my heart to do your will now and forever, your life's about to change. Because the Holy Spirit will talk to you. It's like a Jacob with many plans. You're going to fall asleep at night, but the Holy Spirit will start to talk to you. So let me just tell you, being faithful and anointed to clean tables, go ask Stephen and Philip, they'll tell you. God will use you to do great signs and wonders. Ask David, he'll tell you. Being anointed and delivering toasted cheese sandwiches turns you into an anointed giant slayer. Can you be faithful delivering the sandwiches? Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, when they were busy stoning him, an imitator of God, go read it. As Jesus was on the cross and he said, Father, I commit my spirit unto you. And he said, Lord, do not keep these sins against them. I forgive them. Go look what Stephen did. When they were stoning him, his face looked like an angel. And he said, I see Jesus standing up. What does the Bible say? The Bible says Jesus is seated next to the Father. But when this man was standing there, forgiving as Jesus forgave. Jesus got up and looked at him. You know what that means? It means heaven was giving a standing ovation to somebody who washed tables. And people could see his face shining like that of an angel. Who was the person standing there? Saul. Whose sins was not imputed to him? Whose sins that could not cling to him? Because a man forgave like Jesus forgave. Can I tell you something? You want to be anointed. You know what happens when you're anointed like Jesus? You start to forgive like Jesus. Some of you are looking at me like there's some people that hurt me too much. Not going to forgive. Jesus might forgive them, but I'm not going to forgive them. Am I talking to the right people here? You need the anointing to forgive people. Paul said in Ephesians, as Christ has forgiven me, I forgive. That is, you feel as Christ when you're an anointed one and you become an imitator. Turn to the person next to you and say, as an anointed one, I want to warn you, you're going to forgive a lot of people in 2026. Ask them, are you ready to be anointed? Are you ready to forgive? Give the Lord a hand. When Paul started causing havoc, it didn't do anything to the anointing. All that happened is Philip went to Samaria, started preaching the gospel there. More people got saved, more people got healed. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the lame and the paralyzed started walking. And great joy was in that city. So you can try and come against the anointing, but the anointing will just continue to flow. Am I talking to the right people here? Never doubt the anointing that's upon your life. Never doubt that. I'm going to close with this. The anointing helps you to go beyond your own ability. You might just be called and asked to clean tables, but when you're anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit, it will take you to a new level. It will move you from serving tables to great miracles. I hope this will stir something in your heart to say, I want to go wash some tables now. I want to go serve in a department because I need a miracle. Am I talking to the right people here? Small things, big things. That's how God works. He says, if I can trust you with the small, I can trust you with the big. Nothing is impossible for the man and the woman who's filled with the Holy Spirit. Because that Holy Spirit is resurrection power. And whatever area in your life is dead, when it comes in contact with resurrection power, it will live. Can I have one amen? Let me hear you say resurrection power. I think the first question in humility and sincerity of heart is say, Lord, let your Spirit fall afresh upon me. And the grace for the Holy Spirit to remain with you. Can I tell you the secret for the Holy Spirit to stay with you? Who of you would like the secret? Old Covenant, Old Testament, David was an anointed one. What does the Bible say? The Holy Spirit remained with him. Is it right? When did the Holy Spirit want to depart from him? When he was disobedient. So Old Covenant, David said, do not let your Spirit depart from me. He said, create in me a pure heart, a contrite spirit, Lord. New Covenant, he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But what does he say now? He says, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God. Turn to the person next to you, say, obedience to God's word. That's easy. That's easy. You know what's the great thing? To stay and remain obedient to the word of God, the Holy Spirit is there to help you. Old Covenant, the law will tell you what you've done wrong. That's why the law brings condemnation. Am I talking to the right people here? I'm going a bit off my notes here. You know, when I was a young pastor, I had the Ten Commandments there in my study against the wall. And as I would look up, I would read the Ten Commandments. But as I read it, I would just feel condemned. Because somewhere you're going to be guilty of one of them. Am I right? Am I talking to the right people here? No, just on you, don't lie. Tell the truth the whole time. When the law came, sin revived and I died. Christ did not come to bring condemnation. Romans 8 verse 1 says, came to remove condemnation. The law was this perfect husband that we were married to. But all that the law could do was tell you what you did wrong. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. But the Bible says, now that Christ came and you've died to yourself, you can be married to a new husband, which is Jesus Christ. The nice thing about Jesus is he does not condemn you. When you make a mistake and you fall, he picks you up and he says, let me help you and show you how to do it. And he walks next to you. Can you see why you want to be married to Jesus, why you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? He's not going to condemn you. If you're living under condemnation, you're living under the law. You need to get born again. Can I have one amen? Let me see how many feel condemned here today. You can raise your hand. Nobody. Wow, you're going to come and pray for me. It's so easy to feel condemned when you've not prayed enough, when you've not read enough Bible. That's the devil that will come and say, you think you can preach to the people today? You only read this amount of chapters, you're supposed to read this amount. Am I talking to the right people here today? You look overly spiritual right now. You're filled with the Holy Spirit, I can see that. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit and you are born again, you will start to manifest the fruits of the Holy Spirit. When that starts to happen, you can change a community. Because now your heart is filled with God's love. And even when people hate like they hated Jesus, you can love back. When they curse you, you can bless them. When they despitefully use you, you can pray for them. People say, how can you do that? You cannot do that. You do that in the power of the Holy Spirit. The anointed servant can clean tables, but the anointed servant, God will also use him to pray for the sick. Can I have an amen? The anointed servant will make sandwiches. A mom will make sandwiches for the children. But that mom is also praying for her children. And you'll see the results. Can I have an amen? The anointing that killed the lion, killed the bear, delivered the sandwiches, and killed the giant. Same anointing. Not different anointings. Same Jesus, same Holy Spirit. Killed the lion, killed the bear, delivered sandwiches, killed the giant. So sometimes when you're facing that giant, you say, how am I going to kill it? Just get better with serving the sandwiches. Just get better with that. And from there, God will move you from the tables to the great miracle. Let me hear you pray. Say, Spirit of the living God, fill me with your presence so that I can glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.